Rasputin's Daughter by Robert Alexander. Narrated by Josephine Bailey and Simon Vance. Copyright 2005 by Robert Alexander. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Robert Alexander and Viking Books, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Believe me, I tell you if I knew. But I really have no idea how Rasputin was introduced to the former imperial family, and I will swear to my death that I took no part in it. I've heard rumors that he was eager to penetrate the palace, that he did so via dubious means, and that he was assisted by one of the former Grand Duchesses, I think the one from Montenegro. It seems quite possible, but of all that I have no first-hand knowledge. No, I didn't become involved in the plot to murder Rasputin until much, much later.
Prologue. Petrograd, Russia, April 1917. It wasn't clear who had betrayed me. As I was dragged through the ransacked halls of the Winter Palace, a silent armed soldier on either side, I wondered who had been spying on me, who had leaked word of my return to the capital. How had these two young militants known to come searching for me at our apartment on Garakhavaya? Who had ordered them to break down my door, chase me through our rooms, and carry me off? "Let me loose!" I screamed after they'd caught up with me in the kitchen. "You can't do this!" Only one of the soldiers spoke, the tall one, who was at best only a year or two older than me. He waved a signed and stamped piece of paper right...